Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 10th and the whole week ahead. Well, Saturn, your ruler, squares Neptune, and that is always a clash between the fairy tale and the fable of life versus fact. So we have a concentration of fact versus fiction. For you, this is such an important time for you to weigh up the pros and cons of your life. Don't make a choice or a decision until you're armed with the facts and can make the right choice. Here's your Sunday stars. Venus squares Pluto in your sign. This is a difficult aspect. It tends to be a psychologically based aspect. So there can be dramas between you and somebody else. The only trouble is you don't know how to fight somebody who has some kind of Svengali control over you. Or maybe you're playing same Svengali to somebody else. Either way, it's not healthy. And in the end, it could become a destructive force when it comes to a love or money situation. Here's your Monday stars. Lots going on in the sign of Virgo, and for you as a Capricorn, this isn't a bad thing at all. But it does mean that you may be drawn to travelling more, signing up for a course, an educational course. You may even be thinking of moving abroad, emigrating, going somewhere new. There is a strong global link to your stars now, but I think that you need to go and try something first before you say yes. Put your toe in the water before you take the plunge. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the Sun squaring Mars, there's always a need to slow down and be cautious. Of course, you are naturally like that as a Capricorn. But maybe something is happening around you where you are less so. Could be somebody else who is saying, oh, you don't want to miss the boat, you should do this, you should do that. No, don't. It's best to miss the boat rather than jump on it and find it submerges halfway through the journey. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, Mars and Uranus work so well together now. For you, this is particularly good if you want to make changes in your home or family affairs. Maybe it's just what you need now to do something that is going to bring out the very best in you by doing the things that you need to do. You know, when you've got a Mars-Uranus connection with the Moon and Venus, there's something so good about being sexy and passionate. Here's your Thursday stars. We're building up to a full moon tomorrow, so what should you do today? Prepare. That's what you should do. This is preparation time. Because over the next couple of weeks, starting tomorrow, there will be changes to your everyday world and your everyday life. But you need to control this. So if something's not working out around you, you need to be the one to say yes. You need to be the one to say no. And that's what is going to happen starting tomorrow. And here's your Friday stars. Well, the full moon is here. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Full moon in the third house. This is all about your lifestyle, your everyday life. And, you know, anything becomes tired, boring, getting into a rut or routine. And that's why this aspect comes along in the nick of time, because you can actually do something to change your life. And over the next couple of weeks, I suggest it's out with the old and in with the new.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.